Blog Talk Radio.
Transformation Radio.
I won't just survive. Oh, you will see me thrive. Can write my story. I won't just conform. No matter how you shake my core, 'cause my roots, they run deep. Oh,
oh yes, a little faith. Don't doubt it, don't doubt it. Victory is in my veins.
Transformation Radio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Transformation Radio 2.0. That's right, Transformation Radio 2.0, where we provide a safe space for the uncomfortable and unpopular conversations that are connected to our personal life transformation. All right? My name is Clifton Pettyjohn. I'm a purpose strategist, transformation coach, author, and spiritual leader. I provide tools and strategies to transition you from a life of merely existing to living a life full of purpose. How many of you want to live a life full of purpose? How many of you may feel you're living a life full of purpose right now? Raise your hands. I can see you. How many of you feel you're living a life full of purpose? How many feel that your life could have just a little bit more purpose, or a little more definition, or a little more weight to it? If you feel like that, that's okay. That's why you tune into this broadcast. That's why you contact me, so we can sit and talk. I believe in the power of conversations. That's the whole point of this show and Transformation Radio, which airs this Friday, guys. We're coming to you live this Friday night at 9 p.m. as well. This is a treat for you guys. This is the first month, I believe, where both shows have been lined up in the same week. So we're going to hit you hard twice within the same week. And we believe that the conversations and the information that's going to be shared in both shows are going to help transform your life. It's going to help position you for purpose. Some of you may be ready to give up on this year because, you know, we've already went through, we're almost through 10 months, and you feel as if it's only 2 months left, and I had all these great plans and all these great ideas and all these great hopes when I transitioned to 2019. But guess what, guys? It's still time. You know why? Because we are not subject to a ball dropping. We're not subject to a specific date. The day that we make up our mind that we want to live and walk in purpose, that's the day that life really begins. I know I've experienced that merely existing, and sometimes I have to fight not to go back to the merely existing to understand that I do deserve to live a purposeful life, and I want you to understand that you deserve to live a purposeful life as well. Tonight's song was by Katy Perry. It's called Rise. Some of you, if you listen to some other shows, I've used it on some other shows as well because I've adopted that as, you know, our show theme song. Why? Because I want each and every one of us, let me slow down. Sometimes I get a little tongue twisted when I get excited. But I want each and every one of us to know that we have the ability to rise. We have the ability to rise regardless of what circumstances we are facing, regardless of what letdowns we've experienced, regardless of who we've let down, including ourselves. We have the ability to rise. And you know what? It's not even just that we have the ability to rise. It is within our DNA. Success is within our DNA. And because success is within our DNA, we have the ability to rise from what we have classified as our last failure. I don't classify it as your last failure or even it as my last failure. Sometimes I have to remind myself that was not a failure. That was just something that was teaching you a tool or a strategy that you're going to be able to use as you continue on in your journey called life. One of the things I realized in this 39 years, going on 40, guys, I'll be 40 December 23rd, but I realized that the more that I thought I had life figured out, the more I understood that I knew nothing. The more that I thought I had myself figured out, the more I understood that I knew nothing. And it's okay that we don't know anything because sometimes that's where wisdom is found. That's where, you know, well, knowledge is found. And then when we apply it, it becomes wisdom. But that's where knowledge is found when we are willing to become vulnerable enough to say, everything that I thought I knew, I know nothing. And that's the point where you can rise. So I encourage you, even on tonight, I'm going to do the same thing. I want you to call in. I have a guest on tonight. I don't see him on yet, but I want you to call in. And when you call in, if you have questions for myself and or for the guest, I also want you to share with us areas of your life that you can identify. Number one, the need to rise. The need to rise. That we all have areas that we can rise in, that we can do a little better in. Even if we're doing good in those areas right now, we always can aim to do better. You know why? Because we will never master perfection. We will never master perfection. Now, there's a difference between excellence and perfection. I believe that we need to do everything in excellence. We need to put our all in everything that we do. I always tell people they either work for me, volunteer for me, or that are around me. I don't want you doing anything for me that you can't put your all into at that moment, because if we're not going to put our all into something, then we can't expect to receive the greatest result from it. So I want to know the area or the areas that you identify that you want to see a rise in, not just next year, but right now you want to experience a rise in, and that you're willing to put in the work. Because I tell anybody, the Bible says faith without works is dead, and I always say education without application equals stagnation. That's just my personal belief. I believe that we can be as educated and empowered as much as we want to be. And if you know anything about Transformation Radio or the Transformation Center, which is a faith-based community that I happen to be the leader of, we are established on four pillars. And those four pillars are educate, empower, activate, and release. Everything that I do, and anytime I get an opportunity to speak or to carry on a conversation, I want that conversation to educate you. I want it to empower you. I want it to activate that which is in you so that you can be released into the dimension of purpose that is connected to your right now. I don't want you just sitting and planning for the future all the time, never experiencing anything in the right now. I want you to understand that your future is dependent upon what you are willing to execute right now. Do you understand that? What you are willing to execute right now to determine the future that you will live. You have the ability to live an abundant life. You have the ability to experience success in all four areas of your life. But the reality is that sometimes we don't realize that we have that ability because, you know, we have certain different circumstances, situations that we've allowed to have power over us, when the reality is we really have the power over it. All right, let's go on to the show. Y'all got me excited talking about rising. But when you call in, I want you to share that. I want you to share, you know, the areas that you can identify that you want to see a rise in your life and what you're willing to do in order to experience that rise in your life. All right? So as I said, tonight we have an amazing guest. I don't see him on yet, but we're going to go on with the show. But before I even get to the guest anyway, those who tune in, you already know what I'm about to say. I may not say it the same way every week, but every month, but I emphasize this. I'm telling you guys, this is very important to me. In everything that I endeavor to do, I endeavor to create an environment and a culture where people with diverse backgrounds and belief systems feel safe and appreciated. I don't want people around me that agree with me all the time, believe everything that I believe. Why? Because I can't grow. I don't gain any knowledge of anything other than what I already know because everybody around me is the same. No, I like diverse people. So I want everybody to understand that your diversity is appreciated here, all right, in this show. Now, listen, I'm going to open up the phone lines throughout the entire night. You can call in anytime after I give the phone number, okay? But I want you to understand, I'm going to limit each caller's call to 60 to 90 seconds. 60 to 90 seconds. That's a minute to a minute and a half. And the reason why I'm doing that is out of respect to our guests as well as respect to others who may want to call in, okay? So don't get upset if I have to cut you off. Now, there may be times that some people may get a little longer than 60 or 90 seconds. You know, I'm kind of a person that likes to go with the flow of things based upon how the conversation is going. If you do get cut off and somebody else doesn't get cut off, please don't take it personal. Just understand that it's all connected to the conversation that we're having. And the next time you call in, you may be the one that does not get cut off. And the person that got to speak for an extended amount of time the last time may be the person that gets cut off, okay? Now, also, here's what I want to say. Each caller that calls in is expected to be respectful of my guest, other callers, and myself. Yes, we all have the right to disagree with anyone. However, we are expected to do so in a manner that displays respect. Respect. I can't emphasize that enough. And I believe that if we are all willing to listen from a place of respect, then we all can learn and grow together. Because that's what it's all about. It's not about one person growing and maturing and becoming better. It's about all of us growing together as a community, us growing together as a nation, us understanding who we all were created and designed to be and how it can all intertwine within each other's purposes. All right? We achieve more together. Now, the call-in number is 516-387-1756. Again, 516-387-1756. And I want to hear from you. I want to hear your thoughts on the show. Maybe you have an idea to make the show better. Maybe you have an idea to enhance what we're doing. I want to hear from you. I want the feedback from you. If you're enjoying it, if you've enjoyed our guests, listen, we've had some amazing guests on this show. We've had life coaches. We've had spiritual leaders. We've had authors. We've had people who have, I was going to say escape, and I'm going to use escape because that's how I use it, escape the traditional church culture but still have a personal relationship with God. My goal is to get as many people on here that represent our demographic, and our demographic is a variety of people. So we have some other guests lined up. We have some other life coaches that are going to come on. We have some other authors that are coming on, guys, that have amazing books. And I encourage you, everyone that's been on before, I encourage you to support them. Everybody that's coming on, I encourage you to support them. If you have missed any of the shows, I encourage you to go by my website, www.cliftonpettyjohn.com. There you're going to find all of the former shows, or all of the shows that, you know, that have already taken place. You're going to find all of that. You can listen in and be empowered and be encouraged, be strengthened to understand who you are. And that's the thing. Another thing that I've made sure about the people that I book, each person has a positive message. Now, along with that positive message, sometimes they are going to say some things that are going to ruffle our feathers. They're going to say some things that are going to upset us. They're going to say some things that are going to speak to the areas in our life, you know, that are still experiencing some hurts and some pains. And that's going to make us, you know, take a step back for a minute. But if we listen from a place of wanting to be healed, or a place of wanting to be delivered, or a place of wanting to be whole, and that's one of the things I emphasize in everything that I do, is wholeness. There is nothing like living a holistic life. And I'm not just talking about when you're whole in one area of your life. I live off of the principles of the seven core areas of your life. And I believe in those seven core areas that it is possible for us to live a balanced life in those areas. Now, granted, that doesn't mean that we're going to experience perfection in those areas, but we can develop plans in order to bring about results of success in those areas. And as we begin to do that, we live healthier lives, guys. And the more that we live healthier lives, we attract healthier people, healthier opportunities. We attract all of those things because now we begin to look like our purpose. And that's another question I would ask you tonight. What is your purpose? Do you know what your purpose is? Do you know why you were created? And I always ask this question, and I always laugh because I do it in a workshop or a seminar, and I always get the one person that says, I was created to praise and worship God. And I get it, and I love it. I love it. And some of you who may not listen to me, I always share my faith. I'm not inflicting it upon anybody. If you would like to know more about my faith, listen, I'm the one that will talk to you about it. Why? Because I personally experienced it. And the transformation that I experienced, I want everybody to experience. However, I do respect whoever or whatever God you subscribe to. You know, as I said, you're going to hear me talk about my personal faith. And I will respect listening to you talk about your personal faith as well. But that story that I tell is always from that. And they say, you know, I'm created to praise and worship God. And I always tell them I love that answer because, personally, I do believe that we were created to glorify God. But then my question becomes, okay, how do we praise and worship God? How do we glorify God? I'm not just talking about a wave of the hand. I'm not just talking about a dance. I'm not just talking about a scream. I'm not just talking about a hallelujah. I'm talking about how do we begin to honor the Creator that took time to create us. Now, I know some of you may have some negative feelings about yourself, but I want you to understand that you were created in His likeness and in His image. You were created with greatness inside of you. And because you were created with that greatness inside of you, you have to be willing to do whatever it takes to tap into that greatness, because that's the only place that we can honestly, consistently praise and worship him, glorify him, by finding out what it is that he has called and created us to do, and doing it with our whole heart and doing it in excellence. And the more that we begin to do that, then we begin to bring glory, honor, and praise to him. It's not always in a dance. It's not always in a lifted hands. And trust me, I love it. I believe in it, and I does it myself. I gives it to him. However, I have to make sure that after that dance is done, after that hallelujah is done, after the wave of that hand, I have to make sure that I have a plan of action in order to glorify him in the corporate world, to glorify him beyond the four walls of the church, to glorify him at work, and to glorify him in my home, in my community, everywhere that I go. I want to make sure that I'm an agent of his greatness. I'm an agent of his love. I'm an agent of his protection. I'm an agent of his word. That's how we bring glory, honor, and praise to him. So, and then again, also, mapping out a plan to live holistic lives. When we are living healthy lives, that's the greatest way to bring glory to him. And I know I definitely need to work on, and that's one of the areas I've identified, is working on my physical body. Because right now, some of the choices that I make physically aren't bringing glory, honor, and praise to him. You know, and we have to make sure that we are doing that all across the board, from our physical to our emotional to our mental, in our families, with our finances, in the marketplace, wherever you are. You know, you want to make sure that you are doing whatever it takes, you know, in order to live that holistic life. Now, some of you may shy away from the idea of a holistic life, because some of us, and I've been there, we buy into what society says, and we will, especially with social media now, social media has us looking at other people's lives, or what we assume is their lives, because let's face it, very few people post the negative stuff. The majority of the people post everything that they have going on positive. They don't post what they have going on that contradicts, you know, the other posts that they have in their lives. They only post the things that they feel are appealing to other people. So sometimes we have to block all of that out. We have to block all of that social media garbage and social media crap out. And I'm not saying that all of social media is negative, but you can't believe the hype. You cannot believe the hype. I heard somebody was talking about social media on today, and they were talking about they had been released from their job, and they were talking about how they cut off social media because they didn't want to view the diarrhea that was going to go on social media. That was an interesting analogy to use. Based upon rumors behind them being let go from the company. And sometimes you have to do the same thing. You have to have a social break, and not even just from social media, but from everyone else around you, because sometimes people have conversations with us not realizing the impact of that conversation they are having with us. There are some people that can tell you something, they release it, and that's it. But there are some of us that if we receive what somebody says, we're processors. So we are going to process that thing, maybe sometimes a day, 2 days, a week, 2 weeks, a month. The months turn into years, and we're processing what they told us, and they moved on in life, and we're still carrying that very thing around. So sometimes you have to detox yourself from everybody, some places that you used to go, everyone, whatever it is that you have to detox yourself from, in order for you to center yourself in order to live a holistic life. And I talk about energy, and I talk about synergy as well, and I talk about centering yourself. And when I'm talking about centering yourself, I'm talking about just where you begin to allow yourself to be lined back up straight. There are things that happen in the midst of our lives that hit us and shake us and move us. I recently started going back to the chiropractor again. And one of the things he asked me, he said, well, when was your last setting? And I said, well, I was 17. He said, oh, wow, that was a long time ago. I said, yes, I'm 39 now. So what's that? 22 years ago was the last time I had an adjustment to my body. Now, I get massages done, and I believe that massages are very important as well, but I believe that also, you know, you need, you know, chiropractic practices as well in your life. And one of the things he was telling me was how he said your right side is shorter than your left side. He said, have you ever noticed that? And I said, yes, that's why I had to go to the chiropractor before. He said, yeah, because I don't believe that it's shorter than the other side. He said, I just believe that your body has tensed up, and when it tensed up more on your right side, so you're off tilt. He said, so what I'm going to do is, he said, do you remember the techniques that you had when you were younger? And I reminded him of the techniques, and I said, some of them were laying down, and some of them were my back against the wall, and they came and grabbed me, and you just hear a whole bunch of cracking. He said, well, the method that I use, everything is done with you laying down. And he said, it's not going to hurt. He said, but it might feel uncomfortable. And I laid down, you know, face down. And the first thing he worked on was my neck, because he said the one thing he realized was that there was no, you know how you have shocks on a car, and when a car goes over a bump, those shocks cause the car to, like, jump up and down, and it might jump up and down a little bit. When he pressed against my shoulders, there was no bounce there at all. It was just stuck. And so he started at my shoulders, and he began to adjust some things. And I mean, it was loud cracking because it had been a while, and it hurt. He said it wasn't going to hurt, but it had hurt. Why? Because I hadn't allowed myself to have that maintenance in a long time. And the same thing can be said from an emotional or mental standpoint, even a spiritual standpoint. When you haven't allowed, he was talking about how my vertebrae need to be able to breathe, and he was talking about how tight they were and how they get air bubbles inside of them. And some of us spiritually, we have some air bubbles inside of us that are not allowing us to breathe freely spiritually. Some of us from an emotional and a mental standpoint, we're experiencing that. Some of us physically, you know, we then gained a little weight, and our breathing is different. I can hear myself breathing. I sit back from the mic a lot now because if I sit up on the mic, you guys are going to hear me breathing. You're going to hear my heavy breathing in the mic, you know, the more that I talk, you know. So I realize the adjustments that need to be made. And he began, you know, he worked my neck. He started with my shoulders, went in my back, and the more he went in the top of my back, that was where I heard a lot of the major cracking. Then in the small of my back, and then he came back and he rotated my neck. And here's the thing about it, when it came to my neck, when he started working on my neck, he told me to look to the left. Guys, why did I just look to the right when I said look to the left? He told me to look to the left, and I did it again, guys. And they told me to look to the right. Now, when I looked to the right, my neck rotated. You know, the rotation of my neck was very good. But when he told me to look to my left, I could barely rotate my neck. I hadn't realized that. And some of us, and this is why I always encourage people to get a coach. I encourage you to get a spiritual leader. I encourage you to get a therapist. I encourage you to get in support groups and get around people that can help push and motivate you towards purpose. Because I realized the pain in my neck, but I did not realize that I could not rotate my neck to the degree that I should have been able to rotate it. And some of you right now, you can't rotate your spirit to the degree that you need to rotate it. You can't rotate your emotions the way that they need to rotate. That's why we can't get over some things that we used to could get over. You know, whatever it is that you just can't rotate and adjust and about face the way that you need to about face anymore, because you need that adjustment. He started doing these crackers and all this different stuff, and I realized, wait a minute, okay, I can rotate it now. And even when I rotate it, I don't feel the pain of it. But here's the thing. Some of us are willing to go in for that first setting. We're willing to go in and ask for advice on that free consultation. See, what I do is I give a 15 to 30 minute free consultation. Whether you're acquiring my life coaching services or you're acquiring my consulting services, I'm going to give you that 30 minutes to bait you in. But what I realized with some people is, some people feel as if they take that 30 minutes, that 30 minutes is supposed to solve all of their problems. One of the things he told me was, listen, I'm going to adjust your back, and it's going to feel great to you. It's going to feel good to you. He said, but in order for you to be healthy, I need to see you at least once a month in the beginning. He said, now, as time goes on, then, you know, we may space it out a little more depending on, you know, how your back is feeling. He said, but you know your body. If your body starts to talk to you and you know you need more than just once a month, then it's your responsibility to call and set up an appointment. Did you hear what I just said? Now, I want you to think about that. Parallel that to your life. Some of us are going through some things in our lives, and we expect people to know what we're going through. We expect people to use all 9 gifts of the Spirit, or we expect people to be psychics or mediums, or we expect people to be mind readers, or we expect people just to know, when in reality, we have the ability to communicate what's wrong with us. I remember one time I was talking to my apostle some years back, and something happened, and I was a person like this, guys. I wouldn't tell you what was going on with me. Now, I'm not telling you guys to go out here and tell everybody your business. No, that's not what I'm saying. I don't even know how we got here on the show. But if somebody out there needs to hear this. I'm a person that sometimes I go through silently. And honestly, when I trace it back, a lot of times it's pride that's the reason why I do that. But I know some of you out there are silent going through worse. But you are there for everybody else, and you just expect everybody to be like you. Everybody's not like you. And you have to understand that sometimes, I was going to say the Bible said, but it's not the Bible said. I can't remember what song, who said it. It's a lyric, though. Closed mouths don't get fed on the boulevard. Sometimes we haven't experienced some of the breakthroughs that we need. We haven't gotten some of the answers or the solutions that we need. We've extended our suffering sometimes because we haven't opened up our mouths to the right people. And isn't it amazing how sometimes we say, you know, I have trust issues, but we'll find ourselves trusting the wrong people. We'll share information with the wrong people that have no skill whatsoever to help us through what we're going through. And it is good to have peers amongst you that you can talk to about what you're going through. Girl, I got your back. Man, I got your back. Whoever, I got your back. But sometimes you need to talk to somebody that's going to say, okay, I got your back, but listen, here's the plan that we're going to implement. And sometimes we don't talk to people because we don't want the responsibility of a plan. Ask me how I know. But if we're going to rise, if we're going to experience all, you know, the holistic life in all 4 areas of our lives, we have to begin to flip the script and change that. We got to begin to make moves that we've never made moves before. We always talk about it, and it's become such a cliche. If you want something you never had before, you got to do something that you've never done before. And that is so true. But the reality is, are we willing to do something that we've never done before? I know with me, I want the message of transformation that God has given me to reach masses of people. Like, I really do. I want everybody out there that's struggling in their heart and in their mind that can't sleep at night, that stress throughout the day, that blood pressure is raised, that have become emotional eaters, that have learned how to beat themselves up. They can't forgive themselves for former decisions that they made. They can't forgive themselves because they still keep making the same decisions over and over and over again. They can't forgive themselves because of what somebody thinks about them or somebody has said about them. They don't feel as if they're worthy because of what somebody has said or thought about them. They don't feel like they're worthy because they've never seen success to the degree that God has stirred success up inside of them. I want everybody to experience the message of transformation, to understand that it is possible for you, no matter where you're starting at, just start. It's possible. I wanted to get to everybody. But the reality was I had an excuse every time an opportunity was offered to me to get that message across to more people or to a greater mass of people, because it was an uncomfortable vehicle or avenue in which I had to do it. You know, I can give you an example. Shout out to Miss Yvonne Mason, as well. I was a guest on her show over a year ago. And then I came back in September. It was June of 2018. Then I came back in September of 2018. And afterwards, she talked to me about, you know, the idea of a show. And, you know, she was like, I just want to push you. I believe that more people need to hear your message. And I thank God for her and other people who have heard the message of transformation, value the message of transformation, and are willing to take their platform to allow me to share it. And see, this is why I invite guests on here, because I believe that the way that somebody is paying it forward to me, then I can pay it forward to other people that I believe have a powerful message, have a powerful testimony, have a powerful story that have yet to be discovered. And some of you out there that are listening, you're listening to this show now. And some of you are out there and you're thinking, you know, the thought of you being a guest on the show dropped in your spirit and you laughed about it. I don't want you to laugh about it, because I want you to understand the fact that I'm sitting behind this microphone right now. The fact that I'm sitting behind this microphone right now, honestly, is a miracle. If you knew my story, if you knew my history, if you knew how I felt about myself, the thoughts that I had about myself, the ideas that I had about myself, the times that I wanted to take my own life, the times I went to sleep wishing that I did not wake up again. If you understood all of that, you would understand that it's not a crazy idea that you would be a guest on this show. God is just steering your purpose up to show you where you're going. He's trying to show you where he's pulling you to, where he's about to pull you out of, and the story that he is developing inside of you that needs to be heard by the masses. Let me take a little drink, y'all. I'm a little under the weather today, so I do apologize. But the masses need to hear your story. And nobody can ever hear your story if you keep it locked up. And some of you keep it locked up. Some of you keep it locked up because you're like me. I used to think, I remember when I was writing my book, From Stagnation to Transformation, you can check it out on my website, www.cliftonpettyjohn.com. There you're going to get a free preview of the book, as well as options of purchasing methods. I encourage you to purchase one through me. If you want it signed, I will sign it. And I leave a little message in there. A lot of times that message turns into a prophetic message. So I encourage you to purchase directly, right? So go hit on over there after the show. Finish listening to the show, but then hit over there and purchase the book. So I remember writing the book, and I remember I prolonged that whole process for a couple of years, honestly. I prolonged it because there were so many struggles in my life. Number one, if you are a writer and you're writing about part of your story, that will require you to revisit some areas of your life that you don't want to revisit. And sometimes the reason why you don't want to revisit, you know, I don't mind sharing my story, is because There were areas in my life that I pretended that I had dealt with, but I never really completely dealt with those areas. And because I hadn't dealt with those areas, now those areas were crying out to me, or the child within me was crying out to me. The little boy within me was crying out because I still was not healed or whole in that area, because all I thought I could do was put that area in a box, put it in the back of the closet, bury it under everything else, and I never have to deal with it again. But when you are a writer, you have to unpack some things, and the more you unpack some things, you find boxes that you felt as if you had gotten rid of, but you forgot you didn't get rid of them. You just tried to bury them with everything else that you had going on. So because of that, you know, I ran from it. But then there was also the idea of who would want to hear me. Even with this radio show, my mindset was, who's going to tune in and hear me? Nobody wants to hear anything that I have. Nobody's going to sit and listen to me for an hour. Who wants to hear anything that I had to say? And I struggled with that in ministry as well, too. I just felt like my voice was not important enough. And sometimes we experience that because we try to release our voice to people that just aren't connected to our voice. And then sometimes God allows you to be in places for your voice to be released around people who aren't ready for your voice, because he wants to see, even if nobody else believes in it, do you? And I had to build that confidence and build that understanding. And now I'm more confident, especially as a teacher, as a prof. There are confidences within me that are crazy. And not confidences in of myself. I just believe in what God has invested in me. And I share this all the time. Excuse me again, as I said, I'm not feeling well. We have misunderstood humility is not by coming with my head hung down and I don't talk about the gifts, talents, and abilities that are within me. Humility is that I honor God through the gifts, talents, and abilities in me by always pointing it back to him. I realize that everything that I'm able to do is because of him. Nothing that I'm successful in, I've done outside of him. Others may feel like their success came because of them. Now, listen, y'all. Because if anybody can mess something up, if anybody can mess something up, I know that that's me many times. But I thank God for him being who he is and bringing about success in my life. But as I was saying, I kept putting off writing the book and putting off the show until finally I had to realize I have to get this thing done. And I want to encourage you to understand whatever it is that you're putting off that you know you have to get done now. And I'm not talking about rushing a process, but I'm talking about those things that should have been far beyond the process by now, that book that should have been written, that song that should have been written, those collection of poems that should have been written, the raps that should have been written, the clothing line that should have been started, the business that should have been started, whatever it is, the ministry that you keep running from. I'm talking about the things that he's established that are right now, that are connected to you right now. And you need to start wherever you are. Guys, I'm going to be honest with you. If you saw my setup, you probably might laugh at it. I have a box set up around this mic. I mean, probably the best thing that I have right now is the mic. I do have a professional mic. And I have my MacBook Pro here. But I had to start something. And when I started with a headset. And you can tell the difference when I started with a headset. But I had to start. I remember talking to my brother, Elliot Carlisle, and I remember he said, Cliff, it doesn't matter what you got, yo. You have to start. Just keep putting out content and keep putting out content and keep putting out content. And he said, and then everything else will fall into place. I want you to know you're waiting for things to fall into place for you to put out the product or for you to put out the content. And be honest with you, The things that you're waiting to fall into place are waiting for you just to be placed. Waiting for you just to be placed. Now, if you have questions about that, as I said, you can call in 516-387-1756. 516-387-1756. We have about what? Another 15 minutes. I welcome you to call in. If you don't want to do it live on the show, you can head over to my website and schedule your complimentary consultation. You can schedule it. Let's talk about purpose. Let's get you started. We got to start somewhere. And I believe that tonight, you know, the purpose of this show was for you to understand that you need to start somewhere. You don't have to have all your I's dotted. You don't have to have all your T's crossed. You don't have to have the finest designer suits. You don't have to live in the best home or drive the best car. You might be walking. You might be riding a bike. You might be riding a bus. But there is, people have need of your story. And if you never stand up where you are right now and tell your story, you don't understand. It is your story that's going to pull you to where you need to be. It's your story that's going to cause the breakthrough to come. It's the story that's going to help your life be transformed. To be honest with you, this message of transformation, writing from stagnation to transformation, when I was writing from stagnation to transformation, the crazy thing about it was I struggled with it because I felt like I was still stagnant in a lot of areas of my life. And guess what? I was. And guess what? There's still some areas of stagnation in my life as well that I have to take the principles outlined in that book and apply them the way that I applied them in other areas of my life. And some of you are ashamed of some of the things that the ideas that you have because you think people are going to laugh. Listen, you got to get I'm not going to say that, but you have to get a F people in your spirit. And when I say F, I mean forget that. You can plug in whatever word you want to plug in and not get it from an angry place. You know how sometimes we say, I don't care what nobody say about me. But we honestly care. We're just angry at that moment. No, I need you to get out of your emotions, because we only can experience success when we govern our emotions instead of allowing our emotions to govern us, and really get a F those people in our spirit. Forget those people. Forget about their opinions. Forget about their thoughts. I was just reading about a young man that wrote a book. I can't think of the name of the book, but it's a book of poetry. But he was explaining 98 cents. And he was talking about how he uses his 98 cents in order to produce purpose. I'm paraphrasing, you know, using my own terminology, but to live his life. And he said, your 2 cents don't mean anything to him as it relates to his life and his purpose and what he's been called and created to do. And sometimes you have to get that about you. And I'm not saying don't seek counsel and don't seek help and don't seek understanding, but sometimes you have to be willing to step out there, you know, in the unknown and do just what the crazy things that are dropped in your spirit, be crazy enough to pursue them. And guess what? If they don't work out, that's okay. Get enough fortitude in you to learn the lesson you learned from it. And now the next time you step out and try something else, you have a greater understanding and can apply greater wisdom in what you're doing next. Some of us, we have a fear of failure, and then some of us have a fear of success. Whatever it is, it's holding you back. But I live by this phrase now, do it scared. Even if you are scared to do it, step out and do it scared, because you're going to conquer that fear by doing it. Some fear is only conquered by application. And some of us, that's where we're stuck at right now. We have all the ideas, we have all the strategies, we have all the plans, but we have not implemented them because we're just waiting. I'm just waiting. I'm waiting on God. God's going to show me. He's going to show me. He showed you in the plan. Now he wants to see, okay, can you walk it like you talk it? Well, walk it like you talk. Yeah. Big Migos fan, but can we walk that thing out? Can we really walk that thing out? And I'm here to tell you tonight, you can walk that thing out. Now, it might seem like I was all over the place during this hour, but this is the purpose of the show. The purpose of the show is, as I said, to have the uncomfortable, the unpopular conversations with you. And part of the uncomfortable and unpopular thing is get people's voices out of your head. I don't care if they're your mentors. I don't care who they are. Get their voices out of your head, especially if you know God told you to do it. Now, some of y'all not going to like me saying that. And I'm going to tell you another thing. If you're an entrepreneur, stop seeking advice from employees. And I know some of y'all not going to like that. And I'm not disrespecting employees, and I'm not disrespecting people that, you know, live according to that system. But if you're an entrepreneur, your why, you're different than that system. So any advice that you're given from that system, you're going to wrestle with because that's not how you're wired. I'm just saying. I'm not saying that if you're an entrepreneur, you can't. Boy, I'm not saying that. But I'm saying you can't. I can't go to an apple tree. If I'm an orange, I can't go to an apple tree and ask the apple tree, how do I plant another orange tree? I can't do that. Why? Because the apple tree is going to produce apples. The apple seed is going to produce apples. We're trying to produce something based off of seeds from somebody or groups of people that are producing something else. Sometimes you just got to step out there. And there is enough. You got YouTube. You got Instagram, you got Facebook. Now, I'm going to tell you, be wise in those who you seek advice after. I'm going to tell you, call me, talk to me, let's talk. Just a conversation, no commitment required. No commitment required, whatsoever. The only thing I ask when people do call in and get the consultation session is I say, listen, hey, make an investment in you by purchasing my book. But I still give you the option to do so or not. You know, that's in your hands whether you want to purchase the book or not. And then if you decide to sign up for the services, then, you know, that's a blessing to the both of us. But I just want you to be able to spread your wings and fly and let yourself go. Like, just go. A couple shows back I did for the intro song, we used Lose Yourself by Eminem. And some of you are afraid of losing yourself. I know I am sometimes in moments, like just being free enough, not even worried about anything else, like a free fall. Like you just in that moment, you just so caught up in that moment, y'all. And some of y'all, your purpose is waiting for you to just get caught up in it like that. You got greatness inside of you. You have the ability to rise, but are you willing to do so? Are you willing to rise? If you're willing to rise, then you definitely can rise. You can rise above every circumstance, every situation, every obstacle, everything that you are facing, you can rise. You understand what I'm saying? I believe y'all understand. Do you believe what I'm saying? That's the main thing. Do you believe what I'm saying? Do you believe that that greatness is inside of you? Do you believe that there is the possibility inside of you for you to rise above those circumstances, to rise above those situations, to walk in your purpose? Do you believe that? Do you honestly believe that? And if you don't, that's okay. You don't even have to believe it. You don't have to believe it in the beginning, but you have to take the steps in order for you to begin to believe it. Nobody is expected to fully believe when you start, but you got to believe in something. You got to believe in something that's connected to your purpose. You don't have to. Our minds could handle the entirety of what we have been called and created to do. So God gives it to us in little spurts. And as he gives it to us in little spurts, we begin to master what he gives to us. And as he masters, on. I'm encouraged tonight. Start somewhere. Start somewhere. No more excuses. No more, you know, putting it off. Now is the time for you to step into everything that's yours. It's yours, y'all. Take it. Go get it. That's all I have for tonight. As I said, you know, if I said anything on tonight that you would like to have a conversation from, schedule a complimentary consultation with me by visiting www.cliftonpettyjohn.com. Follow me on all of my social media platforms by typing in Clifton Pettyjohn. This Friday, we have Dr. Jesse Sanders. He's going to be joining us. And he's in ministry as well. And I believe that he has a story that's going to bless your lives. I'm telling you, it's going to bless you in ways that you never thought or imagined that you could be blessed in. So I want you to tell everybody about it. Join us this Friday, 9 p.m. We're right back here on the Off the Chain Network to listen to tonight's replay or to listen to the replay of any other show that we've had. I encourage you all to visit www.cliftonpettyjohn.com. Scroll down the home screen. As you scroll down the home screen, you're going to see Transformation Radio or Transformation Media. Click on that. Bam, it's all spread out there for you. Also, we do webinars once a month. The last webinar we did, y'all, it was fun. I enjoyed it. I love it. It's called How Do You View Yourself in relation to your relationship to your purpose? Do you see yourself as an ass or do you see yourself as an asset? I'm telling you, it will transform your life. You can, you know, get that by visiting our store as well, and that'll give you all of the webinars that we've done. That's www.cliftonpettyjohn.com/store. You can get everything that you need right there. All right. Again, follow me on social media, check out my website, and as I always say, create a great day, walk with purpose, and by all means, execute.